In many countries, the positive impact of women on development is still not being recognized enough in society. Malawi is one example. It's one of the poorest countries in the world. Young girls bear the brunt of poverty as parents sacrifice their daughters' well-being to bring up their sons. Girls often go without meals, and often they are also forced to drop out of school, and in many cases married off to older men when they're only 11 or 12 years old. Binesh Ahmed reports from Malawi on a program that's aimed at keeping girls in school and hopes to improve the chances for the next generation.
Marita Innocent squints outside the Napanguja Primary School. The sun blares down on her and the red earth extends in every direction. She has a hardened look and doesn't like to repeat herself. She's small but strong in more ways than one. Marita is 18 and a single mom. Her own mother fell ill when she was in the third grade and died soon after. Her father remarried, and Marita says his new wife didn't like her.
That wife was providing for my father as well as for her children, but not for me. So sometimes I had to go to sleep without having eaten anything.
Marita lives in a small nearby village where almost everyone is a subsistence farmer. She had a hard time at home and was flattered when a young man named Christopher expressed interest in her. Marita fell in love with him, and even though she was just 15 at the time, their relationship progressed quickly. Christopher said he wanted to marry her.
He proposed to me. We started a relationship. Later on, he got me pregnant. Then when I was 5 months pregnant, the guy said, "You're not educated. I want to marry someone who has an education."
Christopher left her, and Marita's life changed dramatically. She dropped out of school to care for her baby and moved in with her grandmother. Last year, she received some surprise visitors, a group of mothers from surrounding villages. They were there to help Marita go back to school after 2 years away.
In fact, I was hesitant at the beginning as to who would be taking care of my baby. But the mothers' group convinced my grandmother to take care of my baby while I went to school.
The mothers' group is a network of 40 women in this school zone in southern Malawi. They've teamed up to reach out to girls who've dropped out of school. In addition to the annual school fee, they provide exercise books and school supplies, plus uniforms and shoes. To help the girls, each member of the mothers' group makes a monthly donation of 50 Malawian kwacha, around 10 euro cents. To raise more money, the women decided to start a small farm. Marcy Jawadu, one of the mothers, explains.
So people started coming in with different ideas, and we decided to go for this, because these crops don't require more inputs like fertilizer. You just put it in, and at the end of the season you have nuts and sorghum. So that's why we chose this initiative.
By selling their produce, the group earned some 15,000 kwacha, or 26 euros, last season, which is only enough to support three girls for one school year each. Despite the lack of funds, keeping girls in school is deeply important to Jawadu and her fellow mothers' group members. Many of them dropped out themselves when they were 12 or 13 and never earned a primary school certificate.
It's only school that can provide for them in the future. They can get employed somewhere. Even if they don't get employed, they can start their own business. They can at least know how to run that business because they have the knowledge.
Marcy Jawadu looks to be in her 50s. She says she still regrets not finishing school. Jawadu calls herself a victim of an early marriage, having been married off to someone much older when she was in her early teens. The problem of early marriages and early pregnancies is widespread in Malawi. It cuts close for the country's president, Joyce Banda. She tells a story of her primary school friend, Chrissy, who, despite being bright, was forced to drop out in the fifth grade.
She was selected one of the best girls' secondary schools I was selected to also one of the best girls in the school. She went one term and never went back. When I came the next holiday, she didn't even want to see me. She had dropped out because they couldn't raise the $6 that she needed to go to secondary school. She got married at 15, and she's still where I left her. She has 7 children, locked up in poverty, and I am where I am. I've gotten here.
President Banda is convinced that early marriages are an issue of poverty, not custom.
When in a family there's no income, or if there's little income, they would prefer to send the boy child to school and leave the girl behind. And if the girl child is not going to secondary school, and because of the secondary education in Malawi is not free, the girls are not going to secondary school. And if they don't go to secondary school, the community encourages them to get married.
In Malawi, half of all girls are married and nearly a third are mothers before they turn 18, according to the United Nations. Only 1 out of 6 girls finishes the 8 years of primary education. The Mangochi region in southern Malawi has some of the country's lowest school enrollment rates for girls. But the trend's changing because of initiatives such as the Mothers Group. The change is visible. A large group of girls sing and dance to welcome local officials. For now, this outreach effort to get girls back in school only exists in 3 select school zones in Mangochi. The group is part of an effort led by a Malawian NGO to empower mothers, teachers, and fellow students to bring girls back to school. But the trend that's been started here is one that Mothers Group member Marcy Tuwadu hopes will continue. For DW, I'm Binish Ahmed in Lilongwe, Malawi.